A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been around a little bit, and Utahns have more state pride than anywhere else, except Texas. But Texas pride is an in-your-face kind of boastful proud that says, we're great, you suck. Utahns are just as proud, but with humble confidence. We have the mountains, the fry sauce, and apparently we spell better than the rest of the country. See, Google Trends just released a list of words most misspelled in each state. They basically compiled a list of every time somebody Googled, how do you spell some word? And at least the word most misspelled by Utahns is a difficult word, but one that comes up every prom season, every wedding. Can you guess? Down in Texas, home of the new national spelling bee champion.
Hontish.
H-O-T-T-I-S-H.
Malbrook.
M-A-L-B-R-O-U-C-K.
That's her, from Texas, where they think everybody else sucks. Google says the word they most misspell in Texas is normal. Now, is that a hard word? Checking on our other neighbors, Colorado stumbles on the word choice. Wyoming can't spell autumn. Nevada chokes on the word seizure. But in Utah, we stumble on the word, you ready? Boutonniere. It's harder, which means we're more intelligent. But be humble about it. The way Texas behaves is not normal. N-O-R-M-A-L. Duh. At least when Utahns trip, it's on a word that's almost impossible. Boutonniere. B-O-U-T-E-N-N-I-E-R-E. If you're going to trip up this state, you need a word that's nails tough.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.